healing patients during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome back to another review, and yeah, it's been a little while again. I know it's been unregular, but trying to figure out a way of actually doing these on a timely matter and still having material to give you. So once that figures out, I'll probably get a regular show time. I think I may drop to once every other week or okay for now, and hopefully that'll be a more stable setup then whenever I get stuff to tell you.
Or you can send heaps and heaps of money. That way BSV can just play games 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without having to go to work. So donate now if you'd like to make a BSV really happy. For just $4.95, you can sponsor a BSV in an overseas refugees camp to play video games.
Programmers note, we actually don't have a donation page.
Yeah, so if you can somehow get the money to me, I will take it, but I'm not asking for anything. So, and hopefully don't track me down. If you do, bring lots of money. Otherwise, you may get shot.
Or just give me the money. All the money.
Okay. So, as you can tell, there's an RU here and the Suave.
Nope.
The producer may chime in now and again, but...
Miss Base.
And Analog. I thought you were just listening. Are you going to be on the show?
If you want me to.
More people, the merrier.
What games we got, man?
Well, let's
move this thing along.
Yeah, enough witty banter, unwitty banter. But the first game is not a actual video game. Been playing some board games of late, and actually picked up Risk Legacy, if you heard of that.
I'm sold. I played Risk with wooden pieces.
Well, yeah. Well, Risk Legacy makes a little bit of a twist to the standard Risk game.
How so?
Well, you actually change the board as you play.
Oh, it's not a fixed board.
No.
Nice.
And they actually, each bird has its own serial stamp directly on the bird, too.
Mm.
So, but yeah, pretty much the... As you play, certain scenarios actually let you open up packages that unlock more rules and stuff to play in the game. Like, well, so far, the only one I opened up on my package is you can place the 9 minor cities, and that unlocked a new way of how the game starts, some new scars, which... When you first start, you start out with 2 scars, or types of scars, which you place on the continents, certain scenarios. One is a bunker, and one is ammo shortages.
Nice.
And pretty much they affect the roles of combat in that. The bunkers are very useful, since the defender... gets a +1 on their highest dice roll for combat, which doesn't sound that much, but really makes a difference.
Does.
Like our bird game, pretty much Africa got turned into an armored fortress. The entire northern continent is bunkers.
It's a little bit like what the Japanese are doing right now, the Chinese are doing right now.
Yeah. And also, we have on my bird, we have an ammo shortage in the Middle East.
Never happened.
Yeah. Well, it kind of makes that part interesting, since that's one of the main traffic points, and you can't really hold that since you get a -1 on your highest dice roll and defend in that spot. So pretty much have to push through the Middle East into one of the other areas. Otherwise, you just get pushed back.
Nice.
And
this game? What? Ongoing game?
Yeah. Well, pretty much there's win scenarios. You don't wipe out the other team. You have to get fur victory points, and that ends that match.
Mm-hmm.
And to get a victory point, when you first out and haven't signed the bird, which every time you win, you sign the little ledger on the side, and you can modify parts of the bird.
Nice.
So if you haven't signed it, you start out with one victory point. If you have signed it, you get a missile, which makes one of your dice rolls a 6 automatically. And, oh, what is it? But yeah. And also, each HQ you have control over counts as one. Then if you turn in resource cards, you can get one that way. So you don't really have to conquer somebody, as pretty much just plow straight to their HQ and take that over. But if they're not wiped out and you didn't get all your victory points, they can easily normally push back.
Awesome. So it's a good twist on an old game.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question. Everybody who's played Risk realizes that, you know, this is an 8-hour game that's pretty much guaranteed to destroy at least one relationship between two people at the game board. Now, what have these new rules and these new additions done to this? Does the game take longer? Is it shorter?
It's actually quite shorter, at least at the current rules they have on it.
Okay.
A match can take anywhere from a half an hour to 2 hours.
Wow, so that's short.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
But it's nice, so you can get a couple games in, and you normally aren't there having extreme hatred over the other person.
Does the game make any provisions for alliances?
Again, rules do change as you progress. As far as there doesn't seem to be any set rules for alliance, so the only alliance there is the honor of the other person.
Fair enough.
As one of the games I played, they was an alliance that was held true through the game, but again, there's nothing that penalizes or rewards it in the rules itself.
Excellent.
And
how much did it cost, man?
It's $65 for the game, but for most modern board games, that's not too terribly much, especially since
that's
cheap.
Oh, that's quite reasonable.
Yeah. And also, about getting back to how the bird changes, when you win the game, the winner can pick from a couple options. They can name a continent, whatever they choose.
The BSVistan.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, then also that continent, that player, whoever named it, gets a bonus extra army if they control the continent. You can find a major city, which you can name, which you can destroy a resource card for a country. So if somebody has pumped 6 resources onto a resource card, since the value changes depending on what happens, you can literally destroy that card, throw it away, and you mark it on the bird.
Awesome.
And what is it? There's a few other things you can change, a few values of army troops and all that you get. But so yeah, the game, each bird theoretically should not be the same with any other bird once it starts getting played.
Cool.
And yeah, and also it's fun naming random cities in that in the your world. Like we have in ours, there's Pina Coladaville in Central America.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, so it's it doesn't sound that fun, but naming the bird itself is one of the best parts. It seemed like.
That sounds cool, man. Many, many hours. Looking forward to playing when I get back over there.
Yeah.
Can I get angry now?
Yes, that was. I don't remember restricting you from Mango before.
No, I meant moving to Fallen Earth.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about Fallen Earth and all that fun.
All right. Did you end up playing it?
Well, again, I didn't play it when we were trying. After you told me about your experience here, but I did play the beta of it, so I can talk about its folly back then.
All right, so it's a 6 gig download from free from Steam. I know what you're thinking. Free game's a good game. No, this game is a piece of shite. Absolute shite. Maybe I didn't play it long enough. Maybe it was just me, or maybe I'm just getting really old and cranky with login screens. My God, what a pain in the ass. Then when you get into the game, it doesn't give you barely any instruction on what to do. You can't resize your screen. The audio is fucking terrible, and there was no one in there. So there's my review of Fallen Earth, the clone of Fallout, which I recommend just go playing single player Fallout and not wasting your goddamn time with this piece of shit. BSV, what was it like in a beta production?
The beta, there were people since it. I'm guessing most people didn't realize how bad the game was, but yeah, there really wasn't, as far as I could tell, a main goal in it. And yeah, for the main part, the combat itself was somewhat interesting since could had a little variety of weapons you can equip at a time that you can switch between, but really the game itself, there was nothing really unique. That the world itself wasn't well designed, and I don't know.
Now, to the people that made this game, here are some little production changes that you might want to do. A, make it better. So go out and get some more money. I don't care where you get it, rob a bank. Get some drug dealers to sponsor it. You know, I don't care. Colombian mafia, I don't know. I don't care. Let's make it a little bit more like Minecraft, where I can run into the wasteland with a bunch of friends, pick up some tin and shit as I run along little robot parts, and fortify an old building. Then I can run around the wasteland, collect parts to build cars, which I can then raid other wasteland cities with, and have factions and stuff like that. That's how you make a good game. Not this piece of shit, go out, oh look, I've got a quest. I'm sick of doing quests. All you do is fetch shit for dumbass people. I've been doing quests since Diablo, man. God, I'm sick of it.
Mm.
Anyway, that's Fallen Earth. It sucked dick.
Yeah.
Even though it's free, rape is free, but it's not fun. Major. Yeah. King Arthur's Gold, dude.
Actually, I want to talk about King Arthur's Gold, but I also want to talk about another game. And this isn't a review. It's more of a preview. And I kind of just want to... If this is okay with BSV, take a moment to kind of give these guys a little bit of coverage because I think that they can really use it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a company making it. It's actually a games engine called Outera, which is simulating the Earth. And there's a game called Anteworld, Anteworld. And they're using this engine, and it basically involves a complete real-scale planet Earth that can be explored. It's created from real elevation data, very high resolution. It's also got a fractal-based procedural techniques that bring the detail down to the centimeter scale. So it's essentially the planet Earth that they have. And then they've got like a vector-based road system that will like overlay roads onto the world based off of mapping data that's available, and it's modifiable. Now, the game Anteworld uses this, and it's kind of a world-building game on a massive, true-to-life scale. The whole premise is like you're returning abroad from an interstellar colonizer ship built in the golden age of mankind. Players arrive on the planet Earth to discover civilization and humanity vanished, and it's their job to rebuild civilization. So it's going to be like an MMO sort of on the planet Earth. So just imagine the space that's available, and you're rebuilding a civilization, and it's not directly like it when it first comes out. It's actually not going to be directly playing with other people. They're going to kind of take the Spore approach, where let's say somebody builds a base at New Orleans, that's going to be downloaded to the servers. And it'll be uploaded into everybody else's world. So you're not going to be directly interacting with people, but their bases and their actions are going to kind of be propagated outwards. I think that they've actually got a demo out right now. You can find it on the Outterra forums. And I highly recommend that you check it out, because it's very, very interesting stuff that they've got going on.
Cool.
Yeah, it does sound quite interesting. So do you know about what they do with... Oh, well, you said the people don't interact at first, but buildings?
They're planning on an MMO style, but to get the game out first, it's not going to be direct interaction with other people.
Well, I got what I was trying to figure out. Do you know what they do if, like, well, you said it uploads the base, but what if two people start building on the same area? How would that work?
They haven't mentioned it, but... I don't know. I'm sure they've got something to figure that out.
Yeah, definitely sounds promising, and I'm quite interested now. Damn you and your games!
That send free money to BSV, courtesy of the Save the BSV Foundation. So, all right, we'll do a quick King Arthur's Gold, man.
Okay. Well, I guess I've played it a lot more than you have, so I'll get started here. King Arthur's Gold is essentially Team Fortress 2 meets Terraria and or Minecraft. It's a 2D side scroller, but and it's got classes. You've got a builder, a knight, and an archer. It's a deformable landscape, like you can dig holes, build walls, build bridges, and like catapults and little shops and stuff like that. And the whole premise of the game is either capture the flag or essentially deathmatch. Kill as many people as you can. And the game starts out, you've got a set amount of time. It's usually a couple of minutes, and each side builds a base. And when the time is up, the map opens up and you can go out and attack the other guys. And they're essentially going to assault your base. And, you know, there's bombs and they'll try to catapult themselves over the walls and everything like that. So it gets kind of hectic. And you know, there's all kinds of little strategies that you can use and everything. So it kind of gets in depth. Like, it sounds a little bit simple when it starts out. But, it gets really, really hectic and awesome when you actually get into it. The graphics are a little bit primitive, I guess. Like, it's relatively low resolution, but you actually completely forget about the graphics after you start playing for like 5 minutes, just because it just sucks you in so much. Go ahead.
It was as a noob, and going up against some of the guys who've been playing for a long time, it can get pretty frustrating early. But find yourself a small server with a friend and experiment. Please don't take that out of context when you edit this, someone. Anyway. Thank you. But, it's an interesting, fun game, and it is free. It's free. That is a good thing. They will be adding to it, won't they, Major, down the track? I think it's still in production.
It's free right now just because it's an alpha. They will be charging for the game when it's fully released, but as of right now, they just want people to test it. It's still really early on.
So I'd recommend going out, pulling it down, and just checking it out with a few friends. And, yeah, you might like it. It's great. And that's about all I've got, BSV.
I may have to check out that King Arthur's Gold myself. But, yeah. And, yeah, don't donate money. But we do have the feedback, which if you know any free games that I can play in, since I can pay for free games. So I will review those if they look any good. So, and also it'd be nice to know Well, hear back from listeners. So, again, use the feedback. Tell us what we do good or bad. We may listen, may not. Depends on our mood. But, yeah, post free games. I'll probably review them. So, and I think that's it, since I think we have another show coming up in about 10 minutes. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Bisbee.
So, yeah, again, schedule for the show is still chaotic. I'll try to simplify it, and hopefully the 2 week will be a bit more stable. I'll try to keep them to Wednesday. Try to, at least. I can't guarantee anything at this point in time. So I think that's about it. Anybody else want anything to finish saying before we call it?
Nope. Don't okay. send money. Sign pandas.
I hope. I don't want to open any boxes with pandas. That's probably not going to be good once after the long trip. So, all right. See you, everybody.